in all of Colorado.
How do we do that?
By being number one at every level. Rep, senior rep, district, division, regional leader, and RVP. By being the most positive, competent, confident, well-trained team in Colorado.
And to do that, we have to master the seven fundamentals, which are prospecting,
setting appointments, giving a winning presentation, overcoming objections, master the products, recruiting across the kitchen table,
and getting a new rep off to a fast start. How do we get a new rep off to a fast start? We set orientation in 24 hours,
talk to every day, at orientation get top 100 lists, set 5 KTs and 5 interviews, meet one-on-one in group, and treat everyone like a direct until no longer humanly possible.
All right, so pending events. So you guys should have your notebooks out, taking notes, make sure that, you know, think and ink, right? That's
yeah,
how you get better, and that's how you know what is coming up, so you don't miss anything.
Right.
So showing up to everything is crucial to your success, right? And you gotta show up with a positive attitude.
Right. Oh, today was a bummer.
You know, nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody.
Wednesday overviews every week at 7:30. What time do agents get here?
6:30!
And then we have our Saturday overviews at 1:15. Same time every week, you guys. So plug people in. Friday night trainings are at 6:30. Always bring your notebook, right? Everybody, show your hands if you have your notebooks tonight.
Woo-hoo!
Anybody need paper and pen? Make sure that you're taking notes.
Okay.
All right. Okay, make sure you dress sharp to all of the meetings, right? You want to smell good. You want to have good breath. You don't want to, you know, smell like you just ate tuna. Especially those who have like super strong sense of smell. That's just not good, right?
Derek.
Derek has no sense of smell. I don't know, like zero. So anyway, how to Mark and Kathy dress, right? How to Ryan and Anna dress? How does Winnie Cooper dress? You're the hiring manager, so be as and dress as an RVP.
Yes.
You know, you don't show up to a job interview in jeans and a baseball cap, right?
Right.
So dress up. Dress for where you want to go, not for where you are.
Okay, the overview environment. We want to keep a good environment so we can attract other people. Like Nubia said at the Fast Start School, she had no idea what anyone was saying in the meeting, but the environment is what got her started with the company.
All right,
so we want to rally our team and invite clients and family to op night. Even if you don't think someone's going to be interested, tell them, hey, I'm getting recognition, come and support me. We want to get commits. That's people saying yes to come down and look at our opportunity. We want to introduce and speak to at least 2 guests and then have a seat. So don't just walk into the offices, come out, talk to people, make them feel welcome. Try to sit closer to the middle of the rows. And during the overview, stand up for speakers and recognition. And when you get recognized, take a lap after you tell your story.
Woo!
Okay. Talk to the new recruits, make them feel welcome, get out of the offices, and start the environment. Don't do a meeting before the meeting. Ask questions about themselves. So when you have guests come into the office for op nights, you don't want to disclose everything that we're going to talk about in the meeting. Just change the subject, ask them how their day was going.
Right.
Sell out to the overview, and this is where we explode the business and get financially independent.
Yeah!
Woo!
And then as Britt said, look and be like an RVP because one day you will be one.
Yeah!
All right, weekly conference calls. Okay, you got your phones out? Everybody, if you don't have these in your phone, save them. The new number, live call Mondays at 6:45. 712-775-7424, right?
You go?
Yes, dial in. Okay, replayable call after 7:30 a.m. That's the number that the code to press in, hit pound. You can fast forward it in case, so if you only have 10 minutes in the morning to listen to it on your way to work because your commute's short, then dial in for 10 minutes. Get back in the car on your way home, dial in for another 10 minutes.
Yes.
Brush your teeth, 10 minutes, you know? There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Monday morning calls at 9 a.m. with Mark and Kathy every week. Plug in, dial in at 8:55, mute your phone. Nobody likes background noise, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not replayable, so this was super important that you dial in, not to mention the fact that Mark and Kathy always give 110%. So if we want to be like Mark and Kathy and have a huge, enormous override and businesses for life, you should hear what they're saying on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Get your mind right?
Yes.
All right, so the conference call this weekend. We did this all through the month of March, every Saturday. So if you don't already have this number, write it down or take a picture. It's our hierarchy conference call. It's at 9 a.m., so dial in at 8:55 and mute your phone. This is the month to achieve outrageous goals. We still have 4 days left.
Yay! Yeah. Yeah.
Two, you get a special one-of-a-kind marathoner t-shirt. If you do 5x5, one by one must be personal. You get an elite marathoner golf shirt. Yeah. And if you do 2x10, you get your room and registration paid for. And then if you double digit recruit, you not only get an invitation, but you get a special invitation to Jim Myers' home. That includes breakfast with the guest speaker at the Millionaire Club.
Like, I want to put my flip-flops on. You're not thinking about winter, but you better be thinking about Keystone.
Right.
Because Keystone is December 7th and 8th, and you need to get your tickets now. Buy them now, so that way you're not like, oh, I don't have money for it because I spent all my money on Christmas gifts, right? You got to be here. This will change your life. This will catapult your business. You got to be at this event in December. So December 7th and 8th, get with your leaders and your upline, see who has tickets available for you guys. They're just, you know, there's only a few available, right? Mm. I mean, so, and then after that, they have prices go up to $125.
Damn!
So, I mean, you like to save money, right?
Yeah.
All right, so buy your tickets now.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. All
right.
You're right. Taxes
are right. So, the March Asani Marathoners present Jim Penn, Professor. On May 11th, May 12th, if you don't already have this information, take a picture. The first day is Friday, noon to 4 p.m. That's in our office above it.
Woo!
Then on Saturday, it's going to be in Parker at the Performing Arts School from 9 to 2.
All right.
Tickets are $20 now from your coach or $30 at the door. So like Britt said, if you want to save money, get them now.
Yeah, who's going to get their tickets tonight? Who's going
to
make
them
business?
Get them.
Everyone, I want to take a couple hops. Ready? We're going to hop. All right? And you're not going to stop. You're going to hop. And you're not going to stop. Hop. Everybody in the room, hop. As well for every person and function in the company. Your goal must be for your company to be as good as or as better than you or your very best competitor. You must be continually seeking ways to improve the quality of, it says your products, you guys, but we're basically our product. We sell who we are, don't we?
Yeah.
Exactly. And that helps us to service our customers. Our customers, like I said, this is a sales book, but our customers, we gotta look at people. We're selling our people, right? Who we are, why they should lead or why they should follow us, right? So basically, I'm gonna just have Angela cover why confidence is a key component to not only Primerica, but for your everyday life, you guys. So competence is a key component because you guys want to continuously grow, right?
Yes.
And you know, one of our leaders, Ryan, he says in the office that, you know, you're either growing or you're dying, right?
Yeah.
So you always want to fuel yourself, feed your knowledge, feed your brain, feed your soul with something that's going to catapult you the next day.
Okay.
So every single morning you want to wake up and you want to say, I'm going to be better than I was yesterday.
Yeah.
So if you have that purpose and you live that purpose that you're going to be better than you were yesterday, there's no way you guys can fail.
Amen.
All right. To cover competence, in order to get good at what we're doing, we're going to have a great couple to come up and really talk to you guys about how to prospect, right? How to also DDR, because that is key component to building a business. So bring up fire and great energy, Steven and Cindy Wilson!
Woo!
you come this every single Friday night?
Yes.
Like, it was just me, y'all noticed that too?
For real?
There's a reason for that, guys. It's very important. You can be a superstar salesperson in Primerica. I kid you not. You can make $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 on your own pen. That'd be pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Challenges, you gotta do it every single day. Okay. Week, month, and year. I don't know about y'all, but one of these days I kind of want to just chillax, right? I mean, like, you know, when I get to retirement age. You know what I'm saying? That's what prospecting is about, guys. So we're going to pull up our first script here. We're going to cover it. What is it? Warm market. You want to go over? Or you want me to?
You got this, boo.
All right. Yeah. So warm market. Does anybody know the definition of warm market?
Let's have someone new tell us.
Oh, okay.
Someone relatively, like, new. What? Been here, like, 2-3 months. What is a warm market?
Not a hot market.
There you go.
Right, I was like, okay, that's something else, but you know.
Okay.
Cody, what is a warm market?
Anyone that you know or knows of you, anyone you see out and about. It's really just anyone you come in contact with.
There you go. Exactly.
There you go, perfect. So let's say Cynthia and I went to high school together, right? So I'm going to give Cynthia a call. And guys, one of the things I realized is just stick to the script. Y'all feel me?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Cynthia, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you, what do you think about this crazy weather we've been having? Like sunshine, snow, sunshine. What do you think about that?
It's like the weather's PMSing, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, the reason I was giving you a call is I started a new part-time spot, and I'm really excited. The best part is they're still hiring, and I thought you'd be a great fit. So I just want to see if you left your work options open part-time or full-time if the money in the spot were right.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Okay, fantastic. I can't promise you anything over the phone, but what I'd like to do is put some more details in your hands and invite you down to the office. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, it's fair, but like, what's it got to do?
Great question. So I work in asset management. Do you have any experience?
None at all.
Okay, hey, great. We're not looking for experience. Don't be intimidated. Rather train somebody from scratch who's got great people skills. People skills. Just to give you an idea of what we do, we teach families how to make and save money for retirement, get out of debt sooner. I'm sure you're aware there's a ton of families that need help with that nowadays, right?
Yeah, man, myself included.
Exactly. But hey, like I said, I'm not looking for experience. We're more so looking for a type of person. You know, somebody who can step into a leadership role and be successful training and developing others. So have you ever trained anyone before, or do you feel confident working with people? Fantastic, I think it'll be great. Hey, I can introduce you to my managers either Wednesday night at 7:30 or Friday at noon. Which works better for you?
Let's do I'm off on Wednesday, so that one works.
Wednesday will work? Okay,
yep.
Great. You got a pen and paper handy by chance?
Shoot, yep, go ahead.
Alrighty, so here's my office address. Okay. It's gonna be 3443 South Gorilla. I'm just playing, right? Do it slow. 3443 South Galena Street, and that's spelled G like golf, A-L-E-N-A, and that's Denver, Colorado. Zip code on that is 80231. Oh, and Cynthia, we're in office 150, suite 150, okay? Did you catch all that? I know sometimes I can write or talk for us.
That's 150?
Yep.
Okay, you got it.
Perfect. Great. So, hey, do me a favor, dress business casual, get there 10 to 15 minutes early, okay?
Okay.
Fantastic. I'll see you then.
So if you're brand new, guys, don't be intimidated by the outline. It's there to help you, because if you try to like reinvent the wheel, you're going to get stuck up. They're going to ask you a question that you don't know how to answer, and you're just going to be looking at like, I'm not pronouncing your vowel. Okay, so just stick to the outline, because that's what works. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Yay!
Okay. So coaches, we want them to partner up on this one. Awesome. So veterans, stand up. Go find a new person. Please partner up with them. Let the new person go first. Have a seat when you're done. Go.
What's up, Tony?
All right, drink. I'm going to go to the next one.
Hey Steven, what's going on? Oh, not much. How you doing, Gabby? Long time no talk.
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Well, the reason I'm calling is I started a new part-time position, and I'm pretty excited about it. They're still hiring, and I thought you would be a good fit, so I wanted to see if you left your work options open part-time or full-time if the money were right.
You know, I'm always down to make some extra money. What are you doing, though?
Okay, so it's asset management. Do you have any experience?
I can't say that I do.
That's great. We're not looking for experience, so don't be intimidated. We'd rather train someone from scratch who has great customer service and people skills. Just to give you an idea of what we do, we teach families how to make and save money for retirement and get out of debt sooner. I'm sure you are aware there's tons of families that need help with that nowadays, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Exactly. Like I said, we're not looking for experience. We're looking for a type of person who can step into a leadership role and be successful training and developing others. So have you ever trained anyone before, or do you feel confident working with people?
Yeah, I love people.
Okay, that's great. Well, I can't promise you anything over the phone, but I would like to put more details into your hands and invite you down to the office. Is that fair?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay, I can introduce you to my managers Wednesday night at 7:30 or Friday at noon. Which works better for you?
I'll take Wednesday. Wednesday night would be good.
Okay, great. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Sure do. What's up?
Okay, here's my office address. It's 3443 South Galena Street. That's G in Golf. Denver, Colorado, 80231.
Could you go over how's Galena spelled again?
G as in Golf. Uh-huh. A-L-E-N-A.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Okay, we're in Street 150.
Okay, perfect.
Just dress business casual and get there 10, 15 minutes early. We'll
okay.
See you then.
Sounds good.
Okay. Woo!
Gabby did great, guys. She followed the script. She kept the level tone. Her confidence, tonality, she followed the script. Exactly. Great job.
It might be uncomfortable at first, Gabby. Trust me, it is for everybody. But promise you, doing that, it raises your belief level and it decreases your fear so fast.
Yes.
I promise you. Because if you can do that in front of us, guess what? You can do that with anybody.
Okay.
All right? So good job, beautiful. All right. All right. We're going to go over the next outline that we're going to cover with you guys tonight, which is is it out and about or no?
Yes.
Out and about. All right, guys. So raise your hand if this week you purchased something outside of your home. Okay. Went to a store, but got some groceries, got some shoes,
yes.
Anything. Okay, there you go. So you can use this outline every time you make a cash transaction, okay? So let's say, for instance, I'm out and about, and I'm at the supermarket. Getting some groceries at Target. Steven's my cashier. Okay, so I simply just say, hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How long have you worked here for?
I've been here about 8 months.
8 months?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I got to say, man, I think a smile goes a long way, and I love how you just carry that smile the whole time. It's awesome. It's very uplifting. It's new. I like it. You're welcome. Well, I was just curious. Is this something you're locked into, or by chance, do you leave your work options open?
I'm definitely open.
Perfect. Well, I know you're on someone else's time, but I'm filling some positions for my company. What's a good number I can reach you on outside of work and give you some more details?
Oh, it's going to be 720 840 9585.
Perfect. I'm Cynthia, by the way.
Oh,
Cynthia Gibson.
Great to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, Stephen. So I'll reach out to you when I get back to my office. What time do you get off work today?
I'm out of here by 8.
P.M.?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I'll give a call to you around 8:30, okay?
Oh, fantastic.
Perfect. Have a good one.
Bye.
Simple.
Yeah.
Yes. It is that fast, okay? Just a really quick key, guys, is when you're doing this outline, you've got to be confident. Even if you don't know the outline by heart, it's not super long. So it's not like you need to memorize it. Like, it's not like you need to take 20 years to memorize it, okay? You just got to be confident, because remember, they don't know what you're supposed to say. So if you're like, do you leave your work options open outside of work? Okay, they're like, no, okay? So you know what I mean? Just be confident, and you're going to get a name and a number. Don't be creepy, either. Don't be like, yo, girl, you open for work, though. Like, don't be weird, okay? I did that a little too good. Don't be weird. Be professional. Think of how you would want a manager to approach you for an opportunity. You'd want them to be professional. You want them to know what they were talking about so they're believable, right?
Right.
Okay.
Awesome, guys. And one of the things is when you do this, the timing of it too, right? So I try and do this as, like, let's say she was my cashier at the end of it. right? That way she's not like doing my whole basket worth of groceries and I ask the question and now she's like, I'm just a sitting duck from our questions. Like, what would you ask?
What's that to do?
I don't want the groceries. So it's the timing of it too, guys. But hey, the only way to get good at this is, well, the practice here, of course, but to go out and practice it in the real world,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right, guys. Oh, yeah, the compliment, right? Hey, you are a total jackwagon that person, but I'm going to say you have great people skills. That's not going to work out, right, guys? You've got to be genuine about the compliment. You got to figure out something to compliment that person on. And chances are, if you can't compliment that person, they may not be the right person to talk to, right? Like, if they're not sharp-dressed, if they have a bad attitude, if they're not smiling, if they're not helping people out, do you really want to hire them into your business?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
No. All right, guys, so we're going to partner up on this one. We're going to do it real quick. It's 10 sentences, y'all. 10 sentences.
It is?
Yeah, I counted.
Oh, good.
Wow. Go. All right, so go.
All right. Nine. Seven. Okay, cool.
Thank you. Should lead to your ultimate goal of double-digit recruiting. Everybody write down on your papers, D-D-R. For my military folks, that's Delta, Delta, Romeo. Seriously, that's a phonetic alphabet. But guys, DDR is something that's huge in this business, right? So one of the things that Cynthia and I have noticed personally is we've been here about 2.5 years, and we're definitely not where we want to be. We're getting there, right? But we ain't where we want to be. And part of that is because we haven't, in the past, we haven't been as committed to double-digit recruiting, right? So what is double-digit recruiting, Dahlia?
When you or your team go out and get
10
IBAs.
10 IBAs. Ding, ding, ding.
In a month.
All right, let me give you a prize. There you go. But no, you're exactly right. 10 IBAs, guys. And you want to be responsible for the IBAs personally if you can help it out too. So like Danielle and Angela is a great example of helping out and building their team through taprooting, guys. So double-digit recruiting really is the bread and butter of this business, right? So Ryan talks about this as well. It's out of an audio. But if you guys are going to move dirt to find gold, do you want to move a little bit of dirt or do you want to move a lot of dirt?
A lot of dirt.
Do you want to move it slow or do you want to move it fast?
Fast,
guys, right? So if you want to get big in Primerica and you want to do it quickly, you got to double-digit recruit. You got to sell out to it. You got to start getting good at over the phone, at the scripts, whatever means your coach have necessary for you guys. This is an attraction business. At the end of the day, life insurance is great, but we're not set up to be a life insurance company per se. We're set up to be a distribution company, right?
Right.
And last I checked, you can't go to like a vending machine and buy a policy, right?
Right.
You got to have people to do that, right?
Right.
So you guys got to find that those people, right? One of the things I love about Primerica is it gives us the opportunity to be the boss. Like not double SOB spelled backwards boss, but like the manager, right? The CEO.
That's right.
All right, Rick Ross boss. Oh.
There you go. I don't think Rick Ross is. I'm just playing. But guys, seriously, that's the opportunity you have. Don't let it slip through your fingers, right? It's not as much fun when you're sitting here and you're like, man, nobody's showing up. Well, it's probably because you haven't double-digit recruited. Man, I can't get anybody to stay around. It's probably because you haven't double-digit recruited. Man, nobody's going to class. Guess why?
Yeah,
some sharp people, right? So guys, we're going to go over the numbers real quick to double-digit recruit. And I'm going to find the marker and give it to Cynthia.
You are? That means I got to write it, though.
You have much better handwriting than I do.
Okay.
Yeah, you do. So what are our numbers to double-digit recruit?
Veterans, want to help me out?
What are the numbers?
10 recruits.
10 recruits. So we know we got to get 10 recruits. Maybe you don't.
Don't judge me.
I'm just playing. 10 recruits in a month. What does it take to do that, guys? One of the biggest things you got to do is you got to have 10 commits showing up each week.
Right.
Y'all feel me?
Yes.
So 10 commits means 10 people that not only do they say yes, but they show up. They're here just like you guys.
Right.
Give yourselves a hand of applause. Round of applause. So if you average 10 commits per week, that's going to lead to 10 recruits in a month. So how do you get to the 10 commits in a week?
You mean 10 guests?
10 guests. Sorry. Great point, coach. Guests.
You're checking, Missy.
Hey, can I get that trophy back, Dahlia? I know, I'm sorry. Any giving. That's not good.
Oh, sorry.
She got it.
Good job, Terminator.
Y'all should be writing this down, heads up, by the way. So 10 guests showing up in a week, right? So let me ask you, if you're going to get 10 guests, how many commits do you need to have bare minimum?
100. 50.
50.
20. 80. Coach, what do you say?
69.
10, 31. You need probably, depends on market, we just do 10 sets a day. So 50.
So that's a great point, right? You want to shoot for at least 50 sets a day, especially if you're full time, guys.
10 sets a day.
50 sets a week.
Yeah.
My bad. Thank you, Izzy. So guys, you should be looking to bring and get commits from 50 people a week. People say, well, that sounds like a lot. Really, it's not. You got 5 days on a work week and you got 7 days in an overall week, right?
Right.
So that's plenty of time to be reaching out to people. If you got 5 days to do it, that's 10 people a day, right? If you got 7 days to do it, that's like 8.3 people a day or something like that. You can check my math later, guys. So how do we get these sets, guys? Hey, that's what we just covered is our prospecting, right?
Yeah.
Guys, you gotta be reaching out to people. You gotta get excited. You know, one of the things that's always said about this business is if something's not working, hey, a new recruit fixes it. If you feel like you're flat, get a new recruit. If you don't have anybody to go see, get a new recruit. If you're not excited to show up to training, get a new recruit. Izzy Desiree, how does it feel having a recruit on your team being here and showing up? Are you guys motivated to be here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hey, woo!
All right.
All right, so one of the biggest keys you guys need to know about double-digit recruiting is 10-3-1. So write that down, okay? 10-3-1. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Why is that important to you guys? Because when you do double-digit recruit, remember you got to work the numbers. If you sit with 10 clients in a whole day, are all 10 of those people going to switch over?
No.
Are they all going to always make a switch?
No.
No. It's the numbers with or the FNAs, and it's the numbers with the DDR as well. So 10 commits. So out of those 10 commits, that means three people are going to show up. So if you have 10 commits for Wednesday night, three of them are showing up. Don't ask me, well, what happened to the other six or seven? I don't know. I don't track losers, quitters, and closed-minded people, okay? I focus on the people who want to show up and change their life. So, but out of those 10, three guests will show up, and you're going to hire one stud or one person, okay? So that's why it's important to double-digit recruit, guys, because if you're just focused on just getting one set a day, are you going to double-digit recruit?
No.
No. Good luck with that, okay? But the biggest part of that is you gotta let go of the fear and just decide to just do it. I fought the numbers for the longest time because I'm like, no, I know my own numbers. I know my own work ethic. I know if I just find one really, really, really good technical person, he's going to stick no matter what. They didn't. Okay? It doesn't matter if that one person is your best friend or your brother. If you only focus on that one person, they're not sticking around and they're not going to double digit recruit on that. You got to go for the masses. Okay?
All right.
All right.
All right, guys, so we got a guest contest to announce! Real quick, guys, you know the question I'm about to ask, right? How's everybody doing? Yes, coach, I saw my question.
Would you like to explain why double-digit recruit? Because when you hire 10, 5 to 6 will quit right away.
All right, let's do this.
Alright guys, anybody ever heard of the 80-20 rule before?
Yeah.
So if you haven't, basically what it says is 80% of your production comes from 20% of your people. Or if you think about your workplace, 80% of problems come from 20% of the people, right? Like you know there's that one person that just causes all the ruckus, right? So in Primerica, it's very similar, right? So when we talk about DDRing, out of 10 people that you hire in a month, like Cynthia said, not everybody's going to be that superstar. You are almost guaranteed to find one superstar at the very bottom here. So 5 to 6 people, you know what? You hire them, they're excited, and tomorrow they said, my mom and my auntie, my dog, they said I couldn't do it. People got some funny excuses, y'all.
That means 5 to 6 quit right away.
Yep.
Like the ink ain't even dried yet, and they already like,
I didn't think it was. And really, you might say 4 to 5, 5 to 6, it's somewhere in that range, okay, guys? Out of that, you have 2 to 3 people that they're gonna stick around for a little bit of time. They're what we call some timers, no timers, any timers. Like, you know what, my toe hurts, I got the flu, the Rockies are playing, and I just wanna stay home. All right, guys? And next, you've got 2 to 3 people who are your part-timers, right? So that's somebody who's like motivated, right? They get it, but they're not quite ready to like flee the nest, right? And like kind of set your wings free, right? So those part-timer people, do you like those people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are right, you part-timers that are licensed and actually producing, or are these part-timers that don't do anything, have a license, and just show up?
That's kind of like your sometimer, on-timer, no-timers. These 2 to 3 part-timers should be licensed and producing agents. They might write an app or two every couple of months, okay?
Right.
That's overrides, right?
Right.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. And then out of that, you're going to find one stud. And I'd say maybe 1 to 2, honestly. But one person that just really gets it. One person that's excited. One person that sees the opportunity and they don't care what anybody thinks.
That's right.
I'm ready for greatness.
That's right.
And most of you guys are that stud.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just called you, well, stud ends, okay? Most of you people are the winners.
Yeah.
Champions. And speaking of champions, we got a guest contest coming up, guys. We are excited to announce. We have a guest contest for next Wednesday night.
All right.
It's a pink shirt contest. Woo! So if Izzy would have lost, he would have been right on the money. But he doesn't lose. So guys, we're going to divide up into teams. Let me ask you, coaches, do we want to do the leadership, our SRLs?
Captains, what do you guys want?
Yeah, let's do our SRLs.
All right.
If you're a senior regional leader in Broadmerica, please come on! Anybody got a quarter?
I don't carry cash.
Hey, there we go. All right, guys.
I mean,
all right. So somebody's got a call in the air. Ryan, you've got more premium. You get the call. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Heads. Do you want to go first or second?
First.
Good choice.
So anybody?
Anybody.
Except me.
Well, I mean, I guess I gotta choose the double ditch recruiters, Danielle and Angela. Ryan and Anna have chosen Danielle and Angela. Derek and Brittany, your turn's up.
All right, we choose Cody and Maggie.
Cody and Maggie. All right, guys. Ryan, who's your next choice?
The guy in the mic, Stephen and Cynthia.
And... this is like the first time Jay and 88 have been on the same team.
We're gonna squash you!
That's right. Is that too much or not?
Is it really like called
NCAA? Oh, yeah!
Is it like
break the conference before it starts.
I'll break your phone.
Oh,
Jesus.
You have children.
Okay. We're going Izzy and Desiree. Yay! Hi, Candace chose Izzy and Desiree. Rihanna, who's next?
Let's see here. Who's going to have guests next week? I'm taking my man Mauro.
I need a clarification on the rules.
Right.
So if Steven has a new guy on his team and he gets the commits for the new person, do those guests count for the new person or to Steven?
New person.
Anna, what did we last time?
The person who got him down.
Whoever got him down.
So the person who got the commits, right? That's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just checking. I just want to make sure.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because otherwise it punishes you. Like if Damon's on your team, it punishes me to get commits for him, and we don't want that to happen.
And it enables the recruit to not prospect on their own. In their
yeah.
Own.
So, okay.
Who turns
the contest? We're just picking the teams right now. You'll find out.
We're gonna throw some confidence to Malika.
Ryan, who's next?
I'm going to take, because he's brand new, he can bring some people right away. Mikkel.
We're going Leah.
Ryan, who's next?
Mario, come on up, Mario! Woo!
Mario!
We want Jamie and Eddie.
Chase and Jamie. All right, Ryan, who's next?
Jamie, you just walked in, but you're on our team.
Sorry,
We're going Laney. Prospect for Laney.
And who's next?
We can take Gabby.
Dahlia.
And Lily.
We'll take Leia. Leia, come on up, Leia.
Derek and Brittany, who's next?
We'll take Lucio.
Lucio the Lucio. 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 Walk safely. And guys, we're going to bring up the MCs of the night, Daniel and Angela!
Woo! Isn't that exciting? Hey. All right, don't sit down. You got some action in these tonight. You guys are going to hate me for the next 20 seconds. But I want you to hold a squat. 20 seconds, let's do this. 20 seconds as a team, we got this. Good job. Come on, keep going. 10 seconds left. Keep going. 5, 4, 3, are you shaking? 2, 1. Awesome, you guys. If we did that as a team, we can come and train every Friday night as a team. All right, so here's some more templates. Awesome, you guys. We're gonna go ahead. Appreciate you guys. It was an interaction. Number three was constraints. The job of the leader is to identify the constraints or limiting factor that the speed at which the company achieves its most important goals, revenues, and profitability. So basically, what that means, the job of the leader is to identify where we can improve, right? And we always can have the winning squad is gonna win, right?
Yeah!
Already, it's a prophecy, right? Yeah. So basically, the reason of why we're doing this guest contest is because we know that everybody can have a guest next week. Not just one, not just two, but what about three? Right?
Ten.
Imagine everybody has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guests coming next week, right?
Yes.
That's where we're gonna get the 100 people in attendance here for Wednesday night. So when it comes to, you know, that four leadership, or third leadership, the fourth is commitment. The leader is absolutely committed to the success of the organization and believes completely that this organization is the best in business or will be the best in the future. We already proclaimed, we already claimed that number one spot, the number one office in Colorado, didn't we? Right? So we're gonna bring up, the next key speaker is Anna. Anna, she's gonna cover why this is the number one office. And you're gonna see a lot of people doing big things and why you should just keep listening, keep coming to Friday night trainings to get that success rubbed out all over you, right? So bring up the most excited, Anna
Won't be able to make it. My whole clip.
Bottom.
You're going too fast, Ryan. Slow down. All right.
Not only because we have an amazing team, but just because we take new ideas, new concepts from our coaches, from our leadership, right? So we just got to be open-minded, right?
Right.
Six is continuous learning. Isn't that what we do? What's the main purpose to coming on a Friday night? It's not social hour, right?
Right.
It's because we want to learn, right? It says the leader is personally committed to reading, listening, and upgrading his or her personal knowledge and skills, and as an executive. The leader should attend additional seminars, courses to improve his or her skills and abilities. At the same time, the leader encourages everyone in the organization to learn and grow as a normal and natural part of business life. The leader provides time, resources for training and development. And the leader knows the best companies have the best trained people. Right?
Right,
so that's why we're number one, right? Because we want to be able to be the number one office in Colorado, don't we?
Yeah.
That's right. The second best companies have the second best trained people, and the third best company have the least trained people, and on their way out of the business, right? On their way out of business, right?
Right.
You guys, that's the main purpose. It's just always be learning, right?
Right.
There's a quote that I heard is, What are you listening to on the way to your job? Is it getting you closer to get out of your job, right? So, you know, I still work at a 9-to-5 job, right? But my goal is to get the heck out of there as fast as possible. Not only by doing what we need to do by learning and training how to, you know, be the best and master your craft, but also you got to fix on your mindset. You got to just improve, be a fanatic in self-development, because that's what it takes to be. Another quote that I heard in this book is, sales is the highest paying or the highest income paying position,
right,
for the hard worker, mm-hmm, and the lowest paying position, mm-hmm, for the lazy people.
Santo.
Right? So why we're selling the dream every single day to people that want to get out of the corporate American jobs, right?
Right.
We want to save them. So that's how we're going to get good, and we're going to bring up give me a second. Closing, and then the new orientation. So we're gonna practice closing because we want to get good at our craft, don't we? We want to get good to great. So bringing up the one and only Ryan Moody.
That's a good quote. That's a really good quote. And I love teaching. I love listening to professional salespeople. You got to get good at becoming a professional salesperson. If you haven't listened to Tom Hopkins' How to Master the Art of Selling Anything, I would challenge you to do that if you want to make money in Primerica. Because most people think they can just sit down with a family and share some information, and they're going to say, oh, this looks great. Can I give you my checkbook?
That very rarely ever happens. You got to learn how to close people, and that is a good thing. You're helping people make a decision that's good for them. All right, so I've been listening to the Ian Pruckner 13 Deadly Verbal Skills. I'm going to get that down one of these days. And so we covered if they have no life insurance. We covered if they have group life insurance. Last week we covered if they have whole life. So this week we're going to cover if they have term. Okay? So we're going to show you guys how to replace term insurance and make sure you understand how other people's term insurance works. And I'll show you an actual example. All right?
Okay.
Any questions? Anything?
Before I
go for it. Go for it, Maggie.
That Tom Hopkins book, if you get it on an audio, it's only a few bucks on Amazon, and it's only 15 hours long, so you could listen to that in a week easy.
Yes. Good point. Heck to the mark said he listened to Tom Hopkins, How to Master the Art of Selling Anything, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, for 3 straight years.
Wow.
And that's why the guy makes $4 million a year, has more million-dollar earners in his hierarchy than anybody in Primerica, because he mastered how to get good at closing, right? We've been meeting with so many people. This has nothing to do with term insurance, but it has to do with closing. We've been doing so many interviews. We did like 3 op meetings today. And I'm just like almost like a robot where I get in the close and I just get into it. I just say, great, so here's what's gonna happen next. We're gonna get your application started. I'm gonna ask you some background questions to make sure you qualify. Is there any reason you can't pass the background check? No? Great. Perfect. So we'll start the background check today, and then I'll schedule an orientation for the next day. Okay? Sounds good to you? Great. Do me a favor. Man, you need to grab me your driver's license and a Visa or a MasterCard for the background check in the class. I'll ask the question to make sure you qualify. Okay? Great. Like, it's just natural. That's how you gotta get with the picking up the IBA and closing. Picking up the IBA and closing. So I'm gonna show you guys first how term insurance works. All right, so when I was early in the business, Derek, I don't know if you can relate to this, but I would sit down with someone, so you guys have life insurance? I said, yeah, we got life insurance. I said, oh, that's great, what do you have? You have whole life or term? They say, I have term. I said, oh, that's awesome, man. I can't help you out, then I'll see you later. Did you do that, Derek?
Pretty much.
I thought if someone had term, that was good, right? But just because someone has term is not good, okay?
Amen.
So very simply, guys, I want you to know that whole life insurance equals bigger commissions. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So just know, if an agent sells a whole life policy, they will get paid bigger commissions. All right? So I meant to put whole life greater commissions than term. So every life insurance company in North America, their MO is to sell whole life, because they can't make as much commissions if they sell you a term policy. So even if you sit down with someone who has a term policy, their whole goal, the company's whole goal, is to eventually get them
into what?
A whole life policy, all right? So you just got to understand that's their main objective. So if you sit down with someone who has term, just know this, though, every term policy works in the industry. Let's say someone has, we'll call it a 10-year term. All right? So here's their cost. Let's say it's 30 bucks a month, all right? In year 11, here's what's gonna happen to the premium. It is going to skyrocket. And usually you gotta know it's gonna skyrocket 8 to 20 times what they were originally paying each year. Now in ENCD, he says the cheaper the term, the higher the renewal rate is. And it's gonna do that every year. So every year it's gonna go up just like that. Make sense? So let's say it's 10 times $30. What's that, guys? 300. Does anyone wanna go from paying 30 bucks a month for a life insurance policy to 300?
No.
And you wanna keep paying more each year?
No.
Well, that is one option, okay? So just know that that's one option, is they can renew the policy, and it's going to be what's called an ART, an annual renewable term, at 8 to 20 times the cost of what they were paying. Now, if they don't like that option, their second option is called conversion. What does that mean? Well, if Bob and Susan don't want to pay 8 to 20 times the cost, they can convert into a whole life permanent policy.
Yuck.
And that's how the agents make their killing. They make their commission is they get you into a whole life permanent policy. Does that make sense, guys?
Yes.
Well, just imagine if a term policy is 8 to 20 times the cost, what do you think a whole life policy is going to be? Even worse, right? So as Ian said, this is option bad and option worse. Now, their third option is if they do not like any of the previous two options, they can re-qualify for a new term, which means a health test is required. Well, let's say someone got a 10-year term and they're 50 years old. Now, they're 60. Usually, when you get older, do you get, like, more in shape?
No.
Do you get healthier?
No.
No, you usually get what? Out of shape, less healthy, complications, medical challenges. So if you got a medical challenge, are you going to qualify if you try to take a health test? No. So Ian says you have option bad, option worse, and option impossible. So you just got to know that those are the three things that all term policies besides Primerica have. Does that make sense?
Yes.
They're going to become an annual noble term, convert you to whole life, or you got to requalify medically. Any questions about that so far?
No.
All right. So how do you explain that to the client? Well, if go to, Anna, do you have the, if they own term, pull up the questions. First off, you got to ask the questions to fact find. So Anna's going to pull it up. Do you want me to pull it up, Anna?
I can get it.
Okay. So you got to ask the questions. The first question we ask after we show debt is what?
Do you own any types of life insurance outside of work?
We'll all say it together. On three, we're going to say, do you own any types of life insurance outside of work? Ready? One, two, three.
Do you own any types of life insurance outside of work?
Now they're going to say yes or no. Let's say they say yes. There's only two types they can own, right?
Right.
So your next question is, great. Is it whole life or is it term? Great. Say it with me. Ready? One, two, three. Great. Is it whole life or term? Right? And they're going to say, oh, it's a term. You're going to say, awesome. What company is it? Then they're going to tell you, right? Then ask them, what is your relationship with the agent who sold it to you? Is it a family member or a friend? No, I don't know. I don't know the guy. Some there was a referral. Okay. How long of a term do you have? And when did you get it? So those are the four questions you got to ask. If you don't have it memorized, you should have this in front of you. And just read the questions and write it next to it so you can answer them. And you don't rely on your memory if you have bad memory. So what company, what's your relationship with the agent, how long of a term, and how long ago did you get it? All right, because I want to know what the relationship is so I don't beat up on their brother who bent them over too much. And I want to know how long of a term it is and when do they get it for two purposes. If I know how long of a term it is, the shorter the term, the easier it is to replace that crap,
yes.
Right? And when did they get it, that tells me how many years they have left on the term. So if Danielle and Andrew say, Danielle and Andrew, how long of a term did you get? And they say, oh, it's a 15-year term. So how long of a term did you guys get?
I think it's 15.
Okay, great. 15-year term. And how many years ago did you get it?
About 6 years ago.
About 6 years ago? Okay, so 15 minus 6 is, what is it? About 9. So you guys have about 9 years left? Okay. So now I know they got 9 years left in that term. Make sense?
Yeah.
So after I do that, I don't start beating up on their policy right then and there. I go into the before and after, and I'm going to show them whole life. I'm going to show them term, right? You ask them, which would you rather own? And they're going to tell you, oh, term, exactly. And then, boom, right then and there, you got to say, did you know not all terms are created equal? And they're going to pause for a second and say, no, what do you mean? And they say, well, let me ask you a question, Danielle and Angie. You guys have 9 years left in your mortgage, or 9 years left in your term. Is that right?
Yes.
And you guys told me you just purchased a mortgage last year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So how many years do you have left in your mortgage?
Well,
29. 29 years. Okay. And how old are your youngest? Is your youngest kid?
2 years.
Two? Okay. So do you feel like you need the life insurance longer than 9 years?
Yeah.
Now they put it out. Gotcha. Well, Danielle and Angie, do you know what happens to your term when it ends and what your options are if you need it? No? And then, boom, I'm going to those three options. I don't have the third option right there. But then you cover those three options. You say Danielle and Angie, your first option is you can renew your term. It becomes what's called an annual renewable term. The challenge is, Danielle and Angie, that cost is going to skyrocket, and it's going to go up every year after that, and the cost is going to be between 8 to 20 times more than what you're paying now. So does that sound like a good option? Your second option, Daniela, is if you do not like that option, the company is going to have a conversion option. And they're going to say, oh, you don't want to pay that? Great, let's convert you into something permanent, and we're going to convert you into whole life insurance. And you said whole life insurance is what? It's a ripoff, right? If you don't like that option, Daniela and Angie, you can requalify, but you have to take another health test. Now, will your health guarantee be as good as it is now, 9 years from now? No, so you may not even qualify, right? So Danielle and Andrea, you have three options: option bad, option worse, and option impossible. Can you see how that's a problem?
Yeah.
So Danielle and Andrea, if I could show you how to get a longer term and potentially save you $1,000 in the future, would you? I'm assuming you'd be open to second opinion, wouldn't you? And then boom, I got them. And then I'm just going to show them in their policy exactly what I just explained to them. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah.
All right. So, Ann, I'm going to pull up an actual policy just to show people how it works. All right. So here's a policy that we replaced, and it's from, let's see, I forget the name of the crappy company. All right, here's the crappy company, Kansas City Life Insurance Company.
Boo.
All right, so if you just read it, look what it says. Adjustable, premium, renewable, and convertible term. So adjustable, does that mean it's going to adjust down or going to adjust up? It's going to adjust up, right? So here's this lady. She got it. She was 45 years old. She got $350,000. She got it July of 2016. She's a preferred non-tobacco. Initial term period, what does that mean?
20 years.
It's a 20-year term, okay? Check it out. Here it says expiration date, final conversion date. All right. So if we go to the next page, this shows the premiums, okay?
Can you make it bigger?
Now this one was a little weird. It threw me off because if you notice, she's paying $716 a year, right?
Yeah.
And in year 2031, it drops to $597. Yep, she had a waiver of premium, so her waiver of premium falls off. Anna?
Can you make it bigger, please?
Yes, I can make it bigger. All right, so if you guys know, it's $716 a year. And then in year 15, I think, or something, it drops down to $597. I was wondering why that was. It's because her waiver of premium stops at that age. All right? But check it out. In year 21, if she wanted the same coverage, guys, how much does it go up to?
Oh, my God. $8,000.
$8,000 a year. And then the next year, that's $8,900, $9,800, $10,700. So did it go up 8 to 20 times what it was?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the way you explain this is you gotta disturb people. So raise your hand if you consider yourself more passive versus aggressive. Raise your hand if you feel a more passive person than aggressive person. Okay, raise your hand. Be honest. Who is passive? You feel like you're kind of passive, shy, like you don't like conflict? Okay, great. All right, so you can't be passive, right? You can't be passive. So there's two ends of the spectrum. There's passive. And there's aggressive. You can't be aggressive either. You got to move to the middle where it's assertive. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The way you close people is you got to disturb them. The way you disturb them is by asking them questions. So what I would do if I sit down with Danielle and Angie, said, okay, so Danielle and Angie, remember I told you that if you want your term, when it ends, it becomes an annual renewable term?
Yeah.
And the cost goes up to 8 to 20 times the cost as it is now. You remember that?
Yeah.
So guys, this shows the cost of insurance. What does that say right there, Danielle and Angie? What does guaranteed mean to you?
For sure.
Okay, so that's for sure, right? Yeah. Like no negotiation, that's what it's gonna be,
yeah.
Correct? Okay, so right now you're paying $716 a year, right?
Yeah.
Now you can see in year 15 it drops to $597 because that's where your waiver premium falls off. But Danielle and Angie, in year 21, what does your premium increase to?
Is that $8,000?
Yeah, that looks like $8,000 to me. Does that seem affordable to you?
No.
And in the year 22, what is it? Does it go down or does it go up? And your 23, does it go down or does it go up?
Up.
See what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Does it go down or does it go up? No, up. Danielle, would you want to pay $8,900 a year for that policy?
No.
No. Well, if you do not want that policy, Danielle, can I show you what your second option is?
Yes.
Okay. Here's your second option. I don't know if I took a picture of the conversion. Maybe I take a picture. But in the policy, there's an actual page where it says conversion. And it'll say something like, you may convert this policy at the same qualification as you qualified for with no requirements of insurability. But the new plan must be, it'll say, the new plan must be a, it'll say, permanent plan or whole life insurance policy. So when I show them that, I just say, I read it to them, I say, so it says your new plan must be, and I point, and I shut up, and they say, permanent. I say, yeah, it's a fancy way of whole life. And Danielle and Angel, what did you call whole life?
A rip-off.
A rip-off. How does that make you feel? That's what they want to convert you into. Who's that better for, you or the company? Yeah, it really is. See those questions I'm asking? Some of you guys ain't writing this crap down. I'd write it down, man. Right? I ask them questions like that. What does that say? They're going to convert you to what? A whole life. You call that a what? Oh, that's a ripoff. How does that make you feel? Oh, not good. Who's that better for? The agent or the company? I'm sorry, you or the company? Cynthia.
Coach, why is it that you don't say it, you have them say it, and you just ask questions?
Yeah, you got to ask them a question, because if I say it, they doubt it. But if they say it, it's true.
Right.
I could sit there all day long like, man, look at this, Danielle, your policy goes to $8,900. Man, that's a ripoff. You can't afford that. Right? Then it can convert you in a whole life. That thing's a ripoff, man. And they're just sitting there like, I gotta go talk to my agent. But if they say it's true, Danielle and Andrew, it goes from $700 a year to how much?
$600
or $8,000. $8,000 a year, right? Is that did your agent explain that to you?
No.
Would that even be affordable? So if you don't like that option, you can convert it to, what does it say right here? What did you guys call whole life? Yeah. So who's that really better for? You or the company? Yeah, how does that make you feel? Not good. Right? So far you have option bad and option worse. Can you see that's a problem, Danielle and Angela? So after seeing that, that's how your policy works, can you think of any logical reason why you'd keep this policy any longer? Great. So if we could put together something better, you're open to change? Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll say, after seeing how their policy works, can you think of any logical reason why you want to keep this policy any longer? And they're going to sit there and go, no. Yeah. Great, so if we could put together something better, you're open to change. Yeah.
So you said, after seeing how your policy works.
Can you think of any logical reason why you want to keep this any longer? No. So if we could put together something better, you're open to change, correct? And I love Ian's verbiage of, hey, can you say it's a problem?
Right.
So you have option bad, option worse. Can you say that's a problem?
Right.
Oh, yeah. So after seeing that, Malika, can you think of any logical reason why you keep this policy any longer? So if I could put together something better for you, you'd be open to change, right? Yeah, okay, great. And then boom, just pull up a quick quote, draw a T-chart, show them when you get them, and it's done deal. All right? Anna?
Would you agree if you're, like, telling them all the bad stuff?
Good point. Good point. So you're going, Anna. So it's easy to like get caught up in like, I know all the right questions to ask them to make them feel bad, right? And that's good. You want to disturb them emotionally. But at the same time, you don't want to make them feel bad. And I've done this before where I've lost sales. I just made them feel really, really bad. So what I'll do is I'll always kind of ease the pain by saying, now, Danielle and Angela, you guys did nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, you guys did something great. You guys had the responsibility and the knowingness to go out and get your family protected, your own insurance. So I gotta commend you. You guys did nothing wrong. However, this agent and the company who gave this policy, they did wrong by you. So don't feel bad, okay, guys? My parents had a bad policy too, right? But again, this is what makes, you know, Steven so excited to work with us, because we can actually educate people on this stuff that we're not taught, right? So don't feel bad. So don't beat them. When you say something like that, have a speech like that with them to make them like not beat themselves up.
Right.
Anna.
Would you beat the agent or the company?
If the agent is someone they know, I do not beat up the agent. I beat up the company.
Right.
Right? Or even if they say, well, yeah, no, he was a good guy. He might have been a good guy. I'm not saying he's not a good guy. However, you know, this may be just what his company wanted him to sell. Either way, this is the best they could offer you. And you'd agree this is not good, yes? Yeah, so they had their opportunity to do what's best for you once. Doesn't it make sense to do what's best for your family now?
Yes.
Okay, great. So that's how I'll kind of ease around beating up the agent. Steven?
I know it's had payment options as well. Have you ever used that?
Yeah, great question. I took a picture of that because this client had different payment
options. So check this crap out.
So, Section 8, payment of proceeds. Option 1, interest payments. We will make interest payments to the payee annually or monthly as elected. Wow. We will pay interest in the proceeds at the guaranteed rate of 3% per year. And we may increase that by additional interest paid annually. You may withdraw the proceeds and any unpaid interest in full at any time. So I'll say like this. I'll say, first off, I'm going to read through this to kind of get familiar with it to see if it says lump sum. And then I'm going to paint the picture like this. So Danielle and Angela, you purchased this policy. So if you died, Angela would be protected. She'd get a check for $300,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you know that's not how your policy works? Yeah, so let's take a look at the payment of proceeds. What that means is if you die, how they pay that $300,000 out. You'd want a lump sum, right? Okay. Yeah. Well, option one, what does that say?
Interest payments.
Does that say lump sum? No, so then I didn't have to read it. So if you don't like that option, Danielle and Angie could have got option two. That's installments of a specified amount. So we'll make annual or monthly payments until the proceeds plus interest are fully paid. We will pay interest on the proceeds at the guaranteed rate of 3% a year and may increase that by additional interest. Does that say lump sum?
No.
No, okay. Option three, installments for a specified period. And I just kind of go down the list. Life income, does that say lump sum?
No.
What about option five, does that say lump sum? Okay.
Portable.
So use that to kind of get them motivated to make the change as well, guys. Hey, Primerica, in our policy, the very first page, it says lump sum.
Yes.
Lump sum payout, right?
Right.
So I think I'm out of time, right, Stephen?
Right.
Okay, I'm out of time. So hopefully that was helpful. Just know the three things that can happen in a term policy. What, Anna? I have 10 minutes?
You can do terms because next is team size in the video.
Okay. So I'll open up to any questions, guys. Anna has a question. She's very eager tonight.
Write down on the whiteboard, like, what are the steps and what are you looking for in the policy? Like, what you should be looking for.
Yes. Anna asked me to write down the steps of what I'm looking for in the policy. So, what I'm looking for is first off, these are the two major things, okay? The renewal and the conversion. So, the first thing I'm going to look for is find and look for the cost of insurance. At the top of a page, it'll say cost of insurance. And it'll show the exact same thing I showed you earlier, where it shows $716 a year, $8,000. That's what you're looking for. It's usually the first two, three pages of a policy. Cost of insurance. So that's how you're gonna show the client it renews. All right, then you just gotta flip through the policy and look for a title at the top where it says conversion. All right, in there, just read the very first paragraph. It'll say it right there. You may convert this policy. Medicals will not need to be done, but the new plan must be. And just look for that. It'll say permanent policy. Right, so those are two things I look for in a term policy. And then in this one as well, sometimes I'll sit down with someone, they got a cheap term, like it's just dirt cheap. And usually there's a reason it's cheap, guys, right?
Right.
And I'll look for that, just the payout options. And many times, not all the time, some companies do lump sum, but many times they don't pay lump sum. They list those options like that. Or it'll show like, you know, options, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the very last one, it'll say lump sum. And I learned this from Derek earlier on in the business, but here's how you kind of combat that, so to speak. You could say, paint a picture for them. So what I'll say is, so Angela, God forbid Danielle didn't come home tomorrow, right? And you're like, crap, I got a life insurance policy. Let me contact the insurance company, right? I need to get this $300,000. So you call Kansas City Life and you talk to a licensed, trained professional asking them how you get your money, right? And they say, Angela, I'm so sorry for your loss. Why don't you turn to page 8 for the payout options? So Angela, up here are the options. Which one do you want? Now, Angela, if they have interest only at number 1, do you think they don't want you to choose that or they want you to choose that? And if lump sum is listed last, do you think that's something they want you to choose or maybe not want you to notice? So here you are speaking to a live train representative on the phone, and they're probably going to point you towards option 1 because that's the first option listed, right? How does that make you feel? Yeah. So, Angela, would you rather have a policy with all these weird options, or would you just rather have a policy that just pays lump sum? Lump sum. Great.
If you're going through, like, emotional distress,
yeah, they're not going to go with that. They're going to say, well, option 1, yeah, do that. Right?
Right.
That's what's going to happen. They don't care. Steven.
Have you ever had them try and come back and say, well, now that you told me, I wouldn't select that?
Yeah, that's it. I've said, so what you're telling me is if it wasn't for Cody and Maggie bringing me over tonight, you would have known about that. Is that right, Steven?
Right.
But did we explain it to you? Did your agent explain it to you?
You guys did.
Okay. So how does it make you feel about the agent that he didn't disclose that to you?
Yeah, that's part of
the action. Okay. So would you rather do business with the agent who failed to disclose that, or would you rather do business with Cody and Maggie, who are your sister and cousin? Or sister or cousin, I mean, whatever, relative, right? That actually showed this to you. Who would you rather do business with? Yeah, it's a no-brainer, right? You trust them, right? They're the one that showed you this. Have we done enough to earn your business? Okay, great. I'll ask that. Have we done enough to earn your business?
Right.
Derek?
Two things. One, the other place they'll hide that lump sum is in the paragraph at the beginning.
Okay.
Where it's like in a little paragraph that says, this may pay in lump sum if requested. We've seen it has to be requested in writing prior to your death, which has never happened, right? And then the other thing with Stevens that he said, and also taking account of like, well, Steven, if the policy itself was this deceptive and how they didn't explain it to you was this deceptive, how confident are you they won't be deceptive when it comes to paying out your death plan?
Right.
Oh, wow.
If it was this deceptive when you got it, what was the second part, Derek? How
confident are you they won't be deceptive when it comes to paying out your death plan?
How confident are you that they won't be deceptive when they pay out your death claim?
Right.
Right?
Like, why would you even want to do business with someone that offers those other options when it's clear lump sum is the best?
Why would you do business with a company that offers those options when lump sum is the best? So again, you got to become really good with your words and asking questions. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah.
But again, what are the three things in any term policy? Number 1 is
renewal options.
And how much more?
8 to 12 months.
Second option is
conversion to whole life.
And third is
requalified.
So that is option what?
Bad.
Option and option impossible. Give yourselves a hand. Good job, guys. All right, Anna, do you want me to do the team size? Okay, great. All right, guys, we're going to see who had the biggest team in attendance. So if you're on NTA, if you're on our team, you may please stand up. All right? NTA, stand up. All right, guys. So collect your stand up. We know you're standing up, right? Put a crutch up in the air, right? Oh, they took your crutches. Okay, gotcha. So you have to like start, just roll out today, right? All right, so stay standing. If you had 1 in attendance, that means you stay standing, okay? If you had 2 in attendance, stay standing. If you had 3 in attendance, stay standing. All right, what are the minimum amounts? Is it 4? If you had 4 in attendance, stay standing. Still standing? Good job, Steven. It's time to come out of our stage. All right, Steven. All right, how many you guys have here?
4. Bare minute. There you go. Better than last week, right? What can you guys do next week to grow?
DDR.
DDR.
Like TDR. Like, forget 10 people. We need, like, 20. We need the 20-digit recruit. That's what we need to do.
There you go. Focus on double-digit recruiting.
And firm commitments, guys. Firm commitments, right? Put it in front of people's place. Like, I start talking about Wednesday nights on Tuesday morning when I call my team. I start talking about Friday night trainings on Thursday morning when I talk with my team. Hey, we got Friday night training coming up tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic. Looking for you to be there. Here's my mindset.
Awesome.
So firm commitment. Yay! Up to the NAA! How many NT? 18. So we dipped a little bit, guys. So let's pick it up next week, right? Rally, 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 rally. Derek and Brady come to the stage. Give it up to ITM. ITM, 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 ITM,
ITM.
What's up?
Can
we just like turn it down for me? So, like, the music is playing. No worries. All right, so the video that we are going to play is on POL. You also can get on POL and watch these inspirational videos. Who is it? It is Capri. Oh, I love her. Capri Singh, she is a master at recruiting, guys. She has no filter. She's, well, not really, she has a filter, but she's just very, 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 very good at getting people hired onto the business. She makes $800,000. Who wants to make $800,000 a year? Yeah, she's also a Middle Eastern, correct?
She's an Indian, actually.
Okay, she's Indian. All right, so she's going to be the first Indian American to literally cross over $1 million as a female in our company. So go girl, girl ethnic power. Okay. All right. So give her your all, you guys. Click is there witnessing her live. Okay. So cheer for her. If you feel anointed and you want to stand up and shout. Okay. All right, you guys. So here is Capri Singh.
Right, because one thing I learned in this business is that you have to have good strategies for yourself. Now, these strategies might not work for you, but they certainly work for us. And we said, ask, believe, and receive. Whatever you ask the universe and you believe, you will receive. You know, when our business, I was a personal producer, and when I transitioned to recruiting, I said, listen, God, I transitioned to recruiting, I gave my affirmations every day, I'm a great recruiter, and then I would say, but I hate people. Right? And then I said, no, I gotta do those affirmations every day, right? And then God delivered because somebody in our business called Maria Torero recruited our superstar Kamika and Marcus, and today they're on track to be $1 million, and that's where it all started.
Wow.
Right? Isn't it amazing? Right? I mean, we have Matthew here who joined the business when he was 18, and the person that brought him into the business only brought one guest.
Wow.
And he was 17 and a half when he came to the op night, and he came back on his own. Was that God or what?
Amen.
Right? And now he's just killing it. He's at 20. By 22, he's going to be a multimillionaire, right? So it's amazing what God can do if you ask, believe, and receive, right? Play in your strength zone. You know, our coach, John Maxwell, always say, play in your strength zone. And you know the two strengths I have? I can work hard and I can get referrals. Right? I don't care what anybody says. You know, they say they don't know people. By the time I finish, I have 50 to 100 people. Woo! That's why I like to go to husband and wife, because 25 each, that's 50 right there, right?
Right. Yeah.
So don't let anybody tell you. Working hard is a way of life here. If you want to reach that 5 million, you are going to have to work hard, but you're going to have to work smart, right?
Yes.
And you're going to have to what? Sell out to recruiting. See, one thing we were missing in our business, we were saying we were recruiters, but we weren't really recruiting. And now we're recruiting every day, every minute, recruiting, recruiting, right? My lotto ticket, 8531. Yeah. Right? I remember one of the speakers when I came to the convention and said, you better thank God that you know the lotto numbers. And I was like, really? And he said, yes, 8531. I sold out to 8531.
Yeah.
And guess what? I never had to look back. Right? It doesn't matter where your business is, just do 8531, right? And get it done, right? You gotta let go of your shego and your ego, right? Because our ego is making us poor, right? Our ego is keeping us small. So Raj and I decided, listen, we're gonna do this together. We're on the same team, right? You know, he has his strength, he's the S and T, I'm the A and the R. But you know what? The A in the A&R, I can't say that word because Glenn said don't curse, right? The A was not action. You're going to have to use your imagination, right? But I remember that I was out there just writing business, writing business, writing business. But you know, the good thing about it is I love to write business.
Yeah.
Because the business that I wrote paid 34 claims.
Woo.
Wow.
The business that I wrote gave us over 20 million assets under management.
Damn.
Right, so it wasn't that I was struggling writing business. The universe kept giving me business because that's what I asked for. But then when I changed to recruiting, God is blessing us with great recruiters.
Yes.
Right, so you have to know what your focus is, right? Are you focused, right? A lot of us say we're focused, but if we, you know, like sneeze, we get unfocused, right? So we have to be focused on the main thing. What are our values? Right? Our schedule shows us our values. A lot of people say, oh, I value good health. Well, where's your activity in your day? Do you have 30 minutes of exercise?
Okay.
Do you have good nutrition?
All right.
You're just talking that you want to talk about health, but you're really not. So when I look at people's schedule, that determines their values, right? I know my kids grew up in this business and they were 21 and 8 right now, right? And I loved when, Keith's daughter came up here and I looked at her and I said, wow, that's what every day my 21-year-old, that's the life they live, right? And I loved what they spoke about. Hey, you know, he didn't know when his daughter was saying that he wasn't home, he was building the business. But a lot of us women in here, we're feeling guilty when we go out to work this business, right? We're saying, oh, I don't want to miss any moment. Well, the only way you're going to make greatness for your team as if what? That moment has to be missed temporarily, right? So we need to go fight for that, right? And I'm just going to close with this, with the affirmations. You know, I love affirmations, right? I love them because we tell our team, listen, we're going to be in Madison Square Garden one day. We're going to have 50,000, 100,000 reps, right? We're going to be big. When the biggest city in the world, we deserve to be big, right?
Yes.
And every day we affirm, and I'm going to put up this positivity pledge, because a lot of us, as positive as we are, we need to be a little more positive, right? Including myself.
Yes.
And I read this every day, and it says what? I shall no longer allow negative thoughts or feelings to drain me of my energy. Everything I focus on from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep is what I want, and what I don't want, I don't pay attention to. Right? Stop talking about the quitters.
Right.
Right. I love the quitters. They left me the team I have today.
Right.
Right. I love quitters.
Amen.
Right. But they were here for the moment to bring you that person. But you still have to be a leader to know what to do with them. right? That person might have filled out the IBA, but are you the leader to lead that person, right? To drain you of your energy. Instead, I shall focus on all the good that is in my life. We have so much good. We are so grateful to God that we are standing here, that this company allows us to speak about our team and our opportunity, because we haven't even scratched the scratch. We have brand new IBAs right now. November 1st, I had a conversation with my coach, Francis, and she said, listen, you're playing at 1% of your potential.
Wow.
And I said, coach, you're right, I gotta get better. And we went to recruiting, and that's all we're gonna do. By next year, January, our base shop will be recruiting 1,000 people a month. That's the vision she sold us. Right? I will think it, feel it, speak it. Right? Think, feel, do. Whatever you think about, you feel about, and that's what you do at the end of the day, right? By doing so, I will send out vibes of positive energy into the world, and I shall be grateful for all the wonderful things that will attract me. The bad things are happening to you because you're thinking about bad things. Right? You're thinking about all the people that quit, all the heartache and pain. All I'm thinking about is glory and Madison Square Garden. Here we come.
Awesome! Don't you just love her? She's so awesome. She hands it to you raw. I like it. Awesome, you guys. So, for...
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.